Chapter 23. Other People. Question. If we don't share one big common hologram, how can you and I go out at night and see the same stars, or watch the same movie, or see the same people? How could someone else agree with me so much on what we call reality unless we were actually seeing the same thing? Answer. Before we talk about whether you and someone else are seeing the same reality, I have to find out who you think this someone else is who's agreeing with you. Do you think they really exist? Question. Oh, well, okay. So, what about the other people who appear in my hologram? Aren't they real? Or is my infinite eye creating them too? Answer. The first thing you have to remember is that nothing in your hologram is real. Not the people, not this book you are listening to, and not the ears you are listening to it with. It's all a hologram, and by definition, a hologram isn't real. At least not in the way we have always thought about things as real. So let's change the question a little, because I know what you're trying to ask. Do the other people I see in my hologram exist as separate individuals? Are they players in their own right, as I am, with their own infinite eyes? Or are they just created by my infinite eye for my personal hologram and have no life of their own? Right? Well, even among the growing number of people who understand how life works in a holographic universe, there is no general agreement on the answer to this question, which is a good example of why some of these questions are not important and don't really play a role in the daily workability of these concepts. Some of these people have decided their infinite eye creates everything and everyone they see in their holograms, and that no one else exists independently from them. That may well be true. And one day maybe we'll find out, or maybe we won't. On one hand, it is very important to realize and remember that everything we experience and everyone in those experiences is created by our own infinite eye. And it can be so easy to forget that and assign independent power to whom and what we see out there to make them real. Therefore, it is very helpful to emphasize that nothing and no one can appear in your holographic universe that your infinite eye has not created or agreed to. So it might be useful to adopt the belief that you are creating the other people you encounter in your life and that they don't exist outside your hologram. But for me, this smacks too much of solipsism, which has an overtone I don't resonate with. If only I matter, then other people, animals, environments only matter insofar as they impact myself. This may be an antisocial philosophy. So here is what makes the most sense to me and feels the most comfortable. If the holographic universe is like a total immersion movie, someone had to write the script for everything that happens in that holographic movie. That someone is your infinite eye. But that script would be very limited and lonely if you were the only actor in it. And there are God knows how many other infinite eyes in greater metropolitan infinite land who have players representing them as well. So let's say my infinite eye wants me to experience a car accident for whatever reason, which is exactly what my own infinite eye did. My infinite eye could create a hologram where I have that car accident by myself with no one else involved in the accident, which is what happened to me. And that's fine. But let's say for some reason my infinite eye would prefer me to experience a car accident that involved other people, rather than just me. My infinite eye could send an infomail around infinite land asking if there is anyone who wants to have their player be part of this car accident as well. Most car accidents today involve more than one person, so Apparently, there is a lot of interest in Infinite Land for this kind of holographic experience. Therefore, my Infinite Eye gets some positive infomail responses from other Infinite Eyes, and together these Infinite Eyes work out the details and write a joint script for this accident movie. But there is one catch. No player can say or do anything in any other player's hologram that their own Infinite Eye has not approved. In other words, whatever one player says or does to another player has been requested and approved by its Infinite Eye. This means no one can be a victim of anything that is said or done in any hologram they experience, because their own Infinite Eye has either written the script itself or had 100% script approval prior to the hologram being downloaded to its player. No victims, no perpetrators, period. So, now these players get in their car accident. Each player can, and probably will, experience that accident slightly differently than any other player, since each player has their own individual hologram as their reality. In fact, two players will often disagree, honestly and sincerely, about what actually happened in that accident. We already know virtually everyone who witnesses a car accident will have a different story of what happened. But the other person I get in a car accident with, more than likely, will be another player representing another Infinite Eye, as I see it. So while my Infinite Eye created them in my hologram, they actually do exist as a separate player with their own self-consciousness and their own Infinite Eye. This seems to me to be true for all the other people who have an impact on our lives. I would say almost anyone who has a speaking part in your holographic total immersion movie is another player, whose Infinite Eye has agreed for them to read the script your own Infinite Eye wrote for the experience it wanted you to have. According to Robert Sheinfeld, other people serve three main purposes in your holographic experience. 1. To reflect something you think or feel about yourself. 2. To give you the gift of information or insight. 3. To set something in motion to support you. On the other hand, there are a lot of extras in your holographic total immersion movie who have little or no impact on your life. They are there to make your total immersion movie seem more real. It would be very strange to walk down Fifth Avenue in New York City and see no one else, just like it would be very strange to watch a movie about New York City with no people in it. You can watch Tom Cruise freak out in exactly that situation in the movie Vanilla Sky. Extras play an important role in our holograms, but, as in Hollywood, those extras can be computer-generated, a product of special effects, and do not necessarily need a life of their own. There was a recent miniseries on HBO called John Adams. It was brilliant. They also aired a short segment on how the miniseries was made, which you can watch on YouTube. Not only is this a great example of how a background set is made to provide the scenery for a holographic movie experience, but there is a segment of this video starting around 3 minutes in that explains and shows how a crowd of 10,000 people was created using just 15 extras. If we've figured out how to do that in our physical universe, imagine what your Infinite Eye can do in your holographic universe. So the other people you see in your hologram are players whose Infinite Eyes have volunteered their players to play a role for you and to read the script your Infinite Eye has written, or they are extras created by your Infinite Eye to fill up your reality. Question: but if they're not just computer-generated extras, how does my Infinite Eye know how to create that significant other person in my hologram to look and act like they do? Answer: by using the template available in the field for this other person, tagged with their name on it. In other words, there's a template in the field with the name Stephen Davis, which contains the wave frequencies used to create me in a hologram. And there's a template in the field with your name on it as well. All other players that have been created by their infinite eyes have templates also. When the other player's infinite eye agrees to play a role in your hologram, it gives permission to your infinite eye to access the template in the field that describes this other person. Their name, height, weight, eye color, attitudes, etc. And then your infinite eye plugs that template into the holographic experience it is creating for you. But that other person must read the script word for word your infinite eye wrote for you. Looked at it from the other direction, your infinite eye has agreed and volunteered you to play a role in other players' experiences as well, and they access the template with your name on it and plug you into the hologram they create for their own player. But then you are always reading the script their infinite eye wrote for them. Perhaps you've been fortunate enough to have an actual virtual reality experience in one of those amazing virtual reality machines. It, of course, looks and feels very real. According to quantum physics, life itself is a virtual reality experience, a holographic universe created for us by our infinite eyes. So what about the people you meet while in one of these virtual reality machines? They have been created by the software programmer who wrote the experience you were having, were they not? Everything they do or say has been predetermined and is part of the virtual reality script. Now, what if two people, each in their own virtual reality machine, could interact? In other words, what if someone else doing their own virtual reality trip could appear in your virtual reality experience? The person on the other machine would have to be pre-programmed into your machine so they appeared normally and not in their virtual reality gear, and vice versa. See what I mean? This is not out of the question, not some ridiculous science fiction fantasy. The technology is not that far away when it will be possible for two virtual reality experiences to interact. What a hint or clue that will be. And that's basically what happens in our holographic reality. We meet people, whom I'm calling extras, who are pre-programmed into the script of our experience to make it seem more real. And we meet people who are players in their own right, whose holographic experiences interact with ours. Really an amazing game when you think about it. So, I take the viewpoint that the other people I meet in my holographic experiences who play any kind of significant role in my life are players in their own right, with their own self-consciousness, who have agreed to play a role and read a script for me and either reflect something I think or feel about myself, give me the gift of information or insight, or set something in motion to support me, and vice versa. In this way, we can give each other lots of gifts of experiences. In fact, each and every interaction between players is a gift from one to the other, and back again, no matter how one or more players might judge that experience and the other player's role in it. Now that we have all that cleared up, you can ask your original question again.